Exchange students from about 30 countries spent their final days in the United States on field trips and workshops in the Washington, D.C. area. They came to the U.S. through the Youth Exchange and Study Program called YES. Leila Kabalan is from Lebanon.
I learned a lot of things. People, if they want something, they don't consider it impossible. They just go out and try to do it, go to their senators, talk to their senators, to their representatives. I learned that we as citizens, we shouldn't just sit around and complain. That's one of the most important things I learned here.
Leila was one of more than 300 students from countries with significant Muslim populations. The students stayed with host families across the U.S., attended high schools, and participated in various community activities. Leila stayed in Greenbelt, Maryland.
In my English class, when I asked, does anybody know where Lebanon is, there was only one person who actually knew where the country is. And there were like more than a quarter of the class who didn't even know that there was a country out there called Lebanon. So I felt really such an accomplishment that now, because of me, some people know about my country.
Waleed Nasir from Pakistan says it was an opportunity for him to experience a true America that he says is far different from the negative images reflected in the media in his country. He also said he did a pretty good job of portraying his own country as good and liberal. He stayed in Crystal Lake, Illinois.
I think that maybe in my little host community, I made a good impression about Pakistan. What people thought of Pakistan at first was really different from what they think right now after I've left my host community.
YES is operated by a consortium of private exchange organizations and sponsored by the U.S. Department of State to provide scholarships. Since the program was established in the aftermath of the terrorist attacks on the United States in 2001, about 2,000 mostly Muslim students have participated. Mary Karam is an administrator of the YES program.
Change happens on a very personal and local level. And, you know, this program is one of those opportunities for change. People can interact one-on-one and really learn about one another and learn about one another's cultures and really, you know, make a difference.
Many of the returning students express similar views. They say that they now feel it is their responsibility to make the world a better place to live, and they want to help promote understanding and tolerance among different cultures, religions, and people. Carol Pearson, VOA News.